You're listening to Eye on the Ball with Steve Rivera. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Eye on the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera, and you're listening to 1030 The Voice. Good hour show today. I have CPR to you, Mr. Michael Balta and Mr. Bill Spurbeck from the CPR2 gang. They do a monthly show here, and today is their day. We're going to have a talk about 9/11. Obviously, it's a huge day nationally. I saw the shows this morning in New York, obviously impacted there primarily, and then everywhere else in the country. But I also wanted to talk real quick about news that broke, and you guys can join me if you care.
Sure.
Too, with the U of A basketball situation kind of getting more complicated or muddled here with news that broke overnight or this morning that some of the tapes, and we knew this, that some of the tapes were not used in the FBI investigation, have come out in searches for public records. And Yahoo reported this morning that on those tapes that were not used in the trial a while back, that Book Richardson admitted or said he did pay $40,000 to a coach, a high school coach, to keep Elkins eligible so he can get into the college ranks here at Arizona.
Steve, is this one of the recordings that the judge in New York said the NCAA would not have access to?
Yes.
And now they're just starting to come out?
Because they're part of the public record.
Oh, yes. That's interesting.
And if there's one, guess what?
There's
probably
more.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's two, there's probably four. So,
I like your math.
Yeah, so that's just the case. And we've talked about this before.
Sure.
I mean, once it starts to leak out more and more, the thing about it, everybody was waiting for news or still waiting for news. We just don't know when that's going to happen with the NCAA.
And we don't know when the end is going to be either.
Correct. And that's, even when the end's here, we may not even get there because they'll just make an announcement and UA might challenge it or impose their own thing. So we'll see. But just not good news. This is not good news, whether it's going to affect the program or not. But it's a big deal, obviously.
Well, the only good part about it is it hasn't brought the U of A basketball program or any of the coaches' names into that conversation that was recorded. It was basically
Book
paying money to a high school coach to get Raleigh Elkins' high school
transcripts
amended, changed.
Correct.
So that he would meet the academic requirements to get to the U of A. The only question in my mind is, where did the $40,000 come from?
$40,000 come from, and how will it affect Arizona's success with Elkins in the lineup? Those games will likely be forfeited if it's proved to be true.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense. But that's for another day. We could talk about that tomorrow, whatever. But that's just the news. And then the Team USA lost today to France.
The girls?
The guys.
The guys. That doesn't surprise me. This is the third game in a row that they've lost.
No. I'm not talking soccer. I'm talking basketball.
Oh, basketball.
First time in 13 years they've lost to... first time they're not going to get a medal in 13 years.
But losing to France... come on.
I speak French.
Where were these games being played?
China.
Oh.
You know, China. Well, still, it doesn't matter. They didn't, Arizona, USA did not have a great team. But then again, they're pros. They're very good pros. They just couldn't beat those teams. Struggled in one of their first games. And then kind of breezed, and then they lost today.
Certainly not the dream team.
No. Yeah.
The nightmare team?
The nightmare team.
Yeah, a lot of the guys that were involved in the NBA playoffs and the championship series that we thought would probably play on the team decided not to.
Right. Would you play if you have all these millions, that if you get hurt, you don't have those millions anymore?
Well,
I mean, that's their argument.
Yeah, and this time of the year when you're probably going on vacation, want to take vacation time and do things.
Well,
so.
There's 2 weeks before the NBA starts already, so.
Yeah.
Get a, so, 2 weeks.
Bill, I'm glad you woke up, Bill. Thank you.
I was looking at pictures of you.
Were you? No wonder you perked up. Yeah. The good-looking guy that you have in front of you. So hey, you guys haven't been back. You haven't been here for a while. What's going on new with you? Saving lives, obviously, with the CPT, CPR2.
I'm glad we pay you to say that.
Not well. So yeah, I'll muddle it. CPR2U. That'll cha-ching. Hold on. Cha-ching. Wait. Cha-ching.
How do you say cha-ching backwards?
Oh, don't even.
Negative. So, day of remembrance with 9/11, obviously.
Yes.
Kind of got a local story to share with that is.
Before you start that, you used to be a fireman?
Yeah, still a paramedic, but fireman, paramedic.
Michael,
yeah.
Yes. So it would probably impact you guys differently than it would impact me, although it impacts everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to share a perfect story here.
Go ahead and tell me. So, is that true?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
So a gentleman I used to work with back here in Tucson back in the 80s left Tucson and got hired on with the New York Fire Department, or as they call it, Fire Department New York. And the morning of 9/11... got on shift and left shift for a couple hours for a dental appointment. Well, during that, the airplanes went into the towers, and his whole engine company, his actual whole station, had a ladder company, engine company, ended up dying in the
tragedy.
And he had left for a dental appointment, was to return from shift, but during that period.
So let me ask you, so are you done with that story?
No, and now he's medically retired from PTSD.
I was going to say, so what do you call that? Survivor's remorse, if mm-hmm. that's the right.
Yeah.
Do you know if he had that?
Yeah, in fact, he retired because of that.
Because of that?
Yeah. In fact, I just talked to him less than a year ago, and it still affects him today.
Yeah. Isn't timing the whole, in the world that we live in, timing's everything?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and took out his whole station. And again, he left for a dental appointment. So
how long did that take before he was affected?
Immediately, and then medically retired, 3 or 4 years after the fact.
Yeah, wow.
Robert Menning is the name, by the way, if anybody knows Robert from...
Where is he at now?
He's back in New York.
He's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was
a terrible.
It's funny, in fact. No, it's a terrible way.
Tragedy.
No question. I was, in fact, one of my colleagues, former colleagues. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. Lee Chappelle, who worked for the Arizona.
Oh, Dave's brother.
The Republic, I guess. I don't know. Wait, Tucson guy. Oh, Dave, shut up.
Jeez.
How do you put up with this guy?
Hey, can you spell run?
No. Nor do I want to.
Yeah.
So we talked about this. 9/11, 18 years ago, Arizona played basketball at the Madison Square Garden in 2000. Well, that same year, just 3 months after the fact, and it was eerie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm this small town kid. It was just eerie at the time. Still smelled, still smoky.
Yeah.
It was just lingering.
Lingering, yeah.
Have you been back? Have you guys been?
I've been back. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah, I was there 2 years ago.
Kind of serene, but knowing. If you didn't know what had happened there,
right.
You would know that something happened there, if that makes
sense. Yeah, it makes total sense. Well, the building there, the white building, the mall, whatever it's called,
mm-hmm.
Very nice. And then obviously the memorial.
Memorial
super
and
nice.
The trucks. And yeah, it was a good situation. Things have changed. One of my areas of expertise, so-called, in fact, I got a degree in chemical engineering over it, was just that, was hazardous materials response and terrorism and... been involved in training over the years with that. So many rules and regulations, and then rolling into the fire service and EMS service and EMS emergency medical services, or as we know it in our business, earn money sleeping.
Sleeping
shifts.
So to them. Yeah. So any related stories for you, Michael?
Mine was in the military. Most of my firefighting career was in the military.
What years? During that
from
time?
79 to 1980.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, 79 to 1990.
Okay.
So.
How old are you? You look pretty young. That's a long time ago.
I just turned 58.
Oh, wow. You look good.
Did you say, did you ask age or
age.
IQ?
No, I would have thought young. You look good.
Thanks. 58.
Yeah. We've already talked about your health issues, but I'm. How old do I look? Like 70 with my gray hair? No, that we're gonna change it on me now. You know, of course, it's my show.
70.
No, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. You know, Steve, when you dye your hair, it's supposed to be all one color. You're missing a few spots.
Oh, the laughs is not ready for you yet.
No.
So you're in the military?
Yeah, military, and then did some government firefighting work and some contract firefighting. And then went and did something completely different for 13 years before I got back into EMS. And I remember where I was. I was in Kingman, Arizona, working at a shop in Kingman.
Witness Protection mm-hmm. Program?
Yeah.
So. The Witness Protection Program in Kingman?
Yeah, in Kingman, Arizona.
So what were you, it was like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock? What were you doing?
I was just at shop, but we just got there, had our coffee, and turned on the TV, and we didn't do anything for the rest of the day.
Right. So. Yourself?
I was pulling out of the garage and turned the radio on and immediately pulled back in and ran in and turned the TV on.
Yeah, and then you're probably there
all day. Yeah, all day. It's just... again, a tragedy, and have we yet fixed the problem? I don't...
Right. Everything's changed since then. It's funny.
Airport security.
Exactly.
But how security airports, they just picked up on a mechanic last week that...
In-house?
No, mechanic at... I think it was a Miami mechanic was trying to jerry-rig...
But it was in-house?
The aircraft.
The call is coming from in the room?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a mechanic at Miami Airport for American Airlines.
Yeah.
Was trying to, excuse my language, screw the aircraft, and they end up arresting him over his trying to terrorize the aircraft. Yeah. So
right. Not only do we have to worry about the other guys, we have to worry about ourselves
too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But we're doing a lot of good things. They had the stair challenge today.
Yeah. Right. Right. Right.
You know, maybe one day efforts I'll do continue that. As far as remembrance and stuff.
Right.
If you've served any time in the fire service over the last 30 years or so, you definitely have some type of relationship or know somebody that was somebody that was involved in it
let's take a quick break, Tom, but I wanted to ask, you guys were firefighters, a lot of kids of all ages throughout the last few decades or whatever, sure, want to be either cops mm-hmm. or firefighters
it's getting a little bit past that age, but for 5 or 6 years after that incident, mm-hmm. people were joining the military because of it, or
sure,
want to become law enforcement or fire or EMS because of it.
Right. It has an impact on a lot of different things. But we'll talk about that, how the profession has changed.
Sure.
Not because of it, but how it's changed over the years.
Evolved, of course.
Right. Okay. Let's take a quick break here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, your host. I'm here with the CPR2U group, Mike Baltas and Balta. Yeah. And then Mr. Bill Spurbeck. Spurbeck, right.
I've been called a lot worse, but
Yes, I'm sure you have. But take advantage of your call-in?
I just want to reach out to JB. I appreciate it. This is Mike. I got your message. I'll give you a call after the show, and we'll get you set up for that class.
And what we've been doing each month, Steve, is you hear us on the talk show here, give us a call.
Eye on the Ball? Just say mention Eye on the Ball?
Yeah. Mention Eye on the Ball. And
give them their number. Give them the number.
Our telephone number, 520-400-8204. And we'll give you 50% off on a CPR course.
And how long are those courses?
The course is 3 hours.
3 hours.
Mm-hmm. And we do them 6 days a week, mornings, afternoons, evenings, and weekends.
Chance to save a life?
Save a life. Our motto, CPR saves lives.
Yeah.
So let me tell you one more story, Steve, as we're talking about 9/11. A local community guy here moved to New York. I actually went to the fire academy and paramedic school with him. He's an older guy. He's actually 78 now. He looks like he's 40. But he actually worked on the Twin Towers, building them. He actually did steel work on them. Mm. And then after the 9/11 incident, they actually flew him back there and gave him a piece of the actual building.
After it happened?
Oh, yeah. I'm best friends.
What was your biggest... did you have a major question or two about it? It says, how can you imagine that happen?
You look at a couple of things. One is being that person on an aircraft, not knowing what's going on up in the cabin, going through the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then Clint going back, building the building and then going back and seeing the aftermath, because he'd gone back a couple weeks after while still smoldering and stuff, and to this day it still affects him.
My whole thing is, you never imagine that type of building, of any building,
like that,
would fall like that
easily. It seemed that easy.
Right.
A lot of internal. So, again, just remembering the 3,000-plus brothers and sisters that died trying to save a life, making a difference.
Right. So you guys were firefighters. Why did you get into the business, one, and military, two?
Well, my family was prior firefighting, so I grew up in the firefighting family. And then my uncle actually was in the Air Force, and he had talked me into going in. It was the best thing I ever did. And I just wish I had stayed in longer. I stayed in 12 years and got out. Should have stayed in the 20, but that's another story for another time.
We're talking about being a firefighter. I'm thinking a police officer, a firefighter, pretty much like those are hero jobs. Back in the day, even more so now.
Well, police officers grew up to be firefighters.
Yeah, we go back and forth.
Part of it's a love hate relationship.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's funny.
It's like newspaper guys and TV guys.
Yeah.
Or radio guys.
No, but you would agree with me. It's a hero. It's a hero job.
Yeah, we don't like to be called that. We do it for a reason.
What is that reason?
The reason is life in general, as far as what better thing in life that you can do than save a life.
Right.
You know.
So let me ask you. With that said, how many lives have you saved?
You know, I don't know, and I'm proud to say I don't know. Typically, you don't track that type of stuff.
But more than two?
Oh yeah, I'm going on next year. I'll be 38 years as a paramedic. I started young, 18 years of age. My goal is to be the first 50-year certified paramedic in Arizona. Obviously, I'm going to be into my late 60s, early 70s, but that's my goal. Right now, with my length of service as a paramedic, not a paramedic firefighter, but as a paramedic, I'm in the top 15 as far as longevity with that. And there's nothing better. But even more, it's kind of funny how humans treat humans. And one of my favorite sayings is, dogs treat humans better than humans treat humans.
On it.
And we talk about counting things. Number of lives, I don't know. There's certain incidences that I do remember. One thing I do keep count of, and most people in the fire, or police, or EMS service do kind of count, is number of babies delivered.
How many?
Mine is a little high because I was a flight paramedic up in Flagstaff when I was going to college. And so we used to fly onto the reservations a lot, and there wasn't a lot of prenatal care. But I've delivered 22 babies and two sets of twins. And, that's so hard and difficult. It's natural. I didn't do anything. Let me tell you one more little comical story. This is back in about 84, 85, when Ina Road had nothing on it. There was Bosa Donuts and then Circle K. Got dispatched for imminent birth, child delivery, at the donut shop there on Ina Road. So I get there. It's like 2:30 in the morning. We just got out of bed, et cetera, not paying attention. So I get down there and start preparing for the delivery of the baby. And this girl looks down at me, the mom. And she says, "Is that you, Bill Spurbeck?" And I, "Oh, sir, I didn't recognize you from this end." But her parents were there, and everybody kind of laughed, and Steve just got the joke. But
No, so that was a joke. Yeah, I was waiting for Michael Balta's
bumper.
Well, it says, "You are the daddy."
Yeah, you are
the daddy. That would have been better.
But yeah, the mom and dad were there and stuff like that. Everybody started laughing.
They're saying, "Please tell me he's not the dad."
Yeah.
Mike, so how about you?
Two births, that's it.
What about lives?
I don't know. There's, you know.
A few.
Okay,
you guys are being modest.
No, okay, I worked on a.
Wait, let Michael finish.
All right.
You know, it's about the passion for the job.
Sure, of course.
You know, you got to have the passion, and we show true compassion. So when we do go out there and work, and it's just, you know, we just do it because we're passionate about the.
Sure.
About what we do.
I think everybody who has a job would wish that would happen to them in their job. Yeah, so go ahead.
So real quick, as far as numbers is, when I first became a paramedic, there was a lot of EMTs, but not paramedics.
Mm-hmm.
And So my typical 24-hour shift on emergency calls was 18 to 22 transports. We'd get to the fire station, and they wouldn't see us a lot of times until the next morning. So a lot of that, as far as lives saved and different types of calls and stuff like that, was really dependent upon how busy your station was, too.
I think the one thing, I know there's a lot of boring time in that time, being a firefighter, right? But there's also exciting time. So no day is the same?
No, you don't know what you're going to get.
No,
which is cool too.
Well, yeah. I mean, it changes from one day to the other. One day you could run 3 calls in your shift. One day you could run 16, or you could have no calls after midnight, or you have the dreaded 6 or 7 calls after midnight, and then you're up for 24 hours.
And nothing after midnight is good.
Yes.
Yeah. And depending upon the station you worked at, different calls, different stations, and as I said at the beginning of the show. EMS, Emergency Medical Services, is really earn money sleeping. So, it's a noble career.
Right.
Again, taking a CPR class is just as important.
Right. Okay, we're going to take a break here and come back on the other side here on 1030 The Voice, trusted local news and talk. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, your host. In with me today are the CPRTU group, Bill Spurbeck and Mike Balta. You want to talk a little about sports and come back?
Yeah, let's talk about sports over this past weekend.
Yeah. So you guys sometimes work the games, football games.
We were.
We used to, not anymore.
Yeah. So what are the state of the UA football program?
Well, I'm an alumni of Northern Arizona, so I'm proud of what they did.
Well they played?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my wife teases me all the time. She's a U of A graduate. She says NAU stands for not a university. But anyway, I think NAU...
What did you eat for dinner? Or have you? You probably haven't eaten for dinner yet.
No, we haven't eaten
That's
for
why
dinner.
You're a little goofy today? Like, little...
Today?
We mean well, Bill. We can call 911 at any moment now.
Does Sports Talk 1030 have an HR person here?
No. I'll give you the number to the boss.
Boss, yeah.
He answers the name of Steve.
That fine. Check you were going to get? So, I think NAU did a great job. You look at just the skill level of the players, the size of the players. But one team I was really impressed with, we were talking about earlier, was Army.
Yeah.
Against Michigan, you have a 315-pound defensive lineman going against an Army cadet that... They have to follow military weight guidelines, so he's weighing 215, 220, and just the Army did a fantastic job.
And I know that and sports is not about that. It's about how much you want to play, how much you want to
play. Well, it's not so much weight. There's talent and technique and stuff like that.
Well, even Michigan's talent, if they have talent, it's a 9 compared to Army's 6.
6, yeah. That's that. I mean, they go to the military academy...
For a reason.
Yeah.
No, but why do upsets happen? The 9s don't think they don't have to show up.
They don't have to show up.
Mm-hmm. And that's what happens a lot of times.
And what's interesting I picked up listening to the game is that right now, if you're an athlete at Army and you get drafted, Roger Staubach was one. What's his name? The basketball player was another one from the Naval Academy, David Robinson. Mm-hmm. But right now, they have to fulfill their 5-year commitment. I guess right now in the White House is they're looking at that they're going to allow these athletes to go professional and then come back and do their military time.
Well, Villanueva, I think it is. He plays for Pittsburgh.
He's reserve.
I guess. A friend of mine in town who's a very close guy, a friend of mine, taught him at West Point, I think it was.
He was West Point, yes, he's Army. Mm-hmm. But so I think
that's a nice thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Let them play while they have time to play.
Well, they have, and they're able to, and then come back and do your military time.
Right. And Mike, anything on the football game, football team?
No, I didn't. I mean, I've always liked watching the U of A play and
win or lose.
You know, I'm that guy.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy.
You're probably a native too.
No, I'm from Maryland. Oh, okay, I'm from back east.
So, well, look at Maryland's team. Well, Maryland didn't do too bad. This
Maryland
weekend.
Terps. Yeah.
So, they're playing better than people thought.
They did well.
The switch. Well, any more on the football team because the program.
Yeah,
I've said this on a few times. It's not very good.
I'd like to
go
jump in on the football game. I thought the offense is doing well. They seem to be improving about the way you'd expect them to at this time of the season. Mm-hmm. The defense I am worried about.
Yes.
Well, Friday night, how many
points? Yeah, how many points did NAU score on a Division
I? 40-some.
41. 28 in the second half.
So, yeah, I'm a little worried about the
defense. First one to 50 this weekend wins. I don't think it's going to be Arizona.
No, that's going to be a Hawaii's got a good team. They beat Oregon State.
I mean, yes.
They're kind of proving themselves with the but Texas Tech is going to be a true
test,
defining test for the U of A this weekend.
Sure, sure. If Arizona happens to win, what will that tell you? Anything?
We'll have to wait for next week.
No, that's how it is. Every weekend's a test, but I don't
think the number 9 team came and didn't think they could play well enough to beat the number 16.
Correct.
Steve, you're not going to tell us that luck had anything to do with it.
No.
No, he's retired.
No.
Okay.
No. Luck at this level, it happens, but not at this juncture.
But it's funny, if you look at the history of U of A football, when we get these big, strong, you know, top-rated, you know, teams in the top 10, we do actually pretty good against them.
Exactly.
Beat them.
Exactly.
Then we get these slacking teams that are in the top 100.
It's my 9-6 thing.
Right?
It's my 9-6 thing. They don't have to show up, or they don't show up to play against the good teams, and then the six teams show up and play. They beat Washington as a top-ranked team.
Yeah.
Arizona is notorious, especially in basketball, when Lute played. When they were an underdog with Lute, they always played nines and the tens tough because they got no respect.
Yeah.
But when they were the 9 or the 10, sometimes they didn't show up and they got beat.
Mm-hmm. How about Washington losing to Cal?
That was a big surprise.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Yeah, in fact, you guys follow the Pac-12?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No. So to me, it's trash, and I use that word liberally. But Anthony was saying he likes the league because it's better at the top than at the bottom, I think it is.
Yeah, you know what I like about the Pac-12 too is that it's got a hodgepodge.
That hodgepodge is a good word, or right. Two words.
Okay, hold on a second.
I give you a compliment.
I Googled it. No. Yeah, hodgepodge.
No, it's...
But no, it's truly a mixture of teams. You go back to the SEC and stuff like that, everybody's basically good. Everybody could win on any...
Depends who play.
But yeah, that's what's interesting about Pac-12 football is you don't know who's going to be. We know Clemson or Alabama is going to be the top.
Right. So Bill, this is like we have three conference levels in the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Upper, Hodge, middle, and lower.
Hodgepodge and smudge.
Yeah, but it is. It's a different.
My prediction is that Arizona will finish at the bottom of the South.
Yeah. I mean, look.
Below ASU?
Yes. ASU is actually supposed to be a pretty good team this year.
Yeah. I'm sorry to knock you off your chair there.
The only one that I think UVA might have a chance against right now is UCLA. They got beat by San Diego State.
Mr. Kelly is not the coach that everyone thought he was.
That was going to be, no. But everybody else they're playing, USC, Oregon, Utah, all great teams.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. We'll see what happens this weekend. I don't think they're going to win, but we'll see. In fact, you know what? I have some tickets. Let's give away some tickets. A pair of tickets to the first caller, 790-2040, before I forget. Call in. Good game. You're going to see a good game if you go to the game.
They're not movie tickets.
They're not movie. Yeah. No, okay. The Titanic.
Yeah.
The Titanic.
First caller, ask a question about CPR. How's that?
No, first caller. Yeah, well, CPR, you press. What's that? Staying Alive?
Staying Alive.
Staying Alive. That's the music.
Well, you know, it's the newest one. Have you heard that?
You probably told me. I know you.
Baby shark. Grandpa Shark. Have you heard that yet?
I've heard it.
That's the newest.
Because
it's got the same tempo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, any copyright issues?
No. Take two.
Yeah. But, so shark, Baby Shark, okay.
Yeah, and, Baby Shark. Staying Alive. And then the terrible one is called what, Mike?
This was years ago. Was Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh yeah, you humorists, people. You guys are in the business.
10,000 comedians at work.
Yes, and we have three in the building.
Yeah.
So you guys aren't going. You guys aren't going to the games. We'll talk about basketball a bit.
I was going to go this past weekend, and I had an illness.
Oh, because you're at NAU.
Yeah, we actually bought special shirts. My wife had gotten a U of A shirt and a helmet, and I had my NAU shirt.
And no helmet.
No helmet, of course not.
Right. You're
have to take his other helmet off first.
You're set up. Right.
Speaking of tonight,
how long have you guys been together?
I'm married.
What's your point?
No. We've known each other now like, what, 15 years?
Yeah.
Mike doesn't want to remember. So, okay, let's go to basketball because I mentioned the situation with Book Richardson and still the program is still kind of suffering from what it's suffered the last couple of years. Your thoughts on what's going on?
I think overall in college sports,
it's happening.
Who gets caught?
It's about who gets caught.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially now, unfortunately, the way it's set up is they're having to play dirty to get these recruits. The kids are smart through technology, right? Look at 15, 20 years ago, the kids didn't have the availability of technology to see what's going on. They listen to their parents. Today, they go on Google, oh, look at this guy's getting 10,000 or so. I think it's a game.
Do you think it happened before all this?
I think it happened to a certain degree, but not like today. Because, again, in technology, the kids are becoming wiser. They know they can, if you want me, you're going to pay for me because I found it out on the internet that...
You paid somebody else.
Yeah.
Or because people talk.
Yeah.
People talk. Imagine that. People talk. Yeah, we'll see what happens. It's just not good. This is not a good look.
Well... Going back to, and I room with, actually one of my college roommates, his name was Frank Pollock.
The name sounds familiar.
Played for the 49ers, and then he was recently the Dallas Cowboys offensive line coach.
Oh, really? Okay. At NAU?
Yep. We had when I was up there, we had a number one draft, first round draft. His name was Sean Collins.
Yeah.
The tight end, and he ended up getting a DV charge, and so he went downhill. And my
DB charge.
Yep, domestic violence.
Oh, back way back then?
Yep.
Oh.
And then another gentleman I roomed with for just a semester, his name was Michael Haynes.
Yeah,
he went up to NAU on a track scholarship.
Right.
Never played football until his sophomore year in high school, college. Played, I think, 12 or 13 years in the NFL.
Were the Raiders?
No, he played with the Saints and Falcons.
Okay, but the name sounds familiar. I don't know why.
Are you thinking of Marcus Haynes? Or?
No. But
you're talking about one of the defensive backs.
Yes.
Haynes, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, Michael was a receiver.
From NAU.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Again, out of university.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, are you there? Are you asleep? Are you doing okay?
No, I'm doing good. I'm just talking to a customer.
Oh, okay. One of your customers. You might want to give us a call, too. Didn't you mention that?
Let's talk about that. And we mentioned a little bit ago, but again... Give us a call that you've heard CPRDU with Steve Rivera on Talk 1030, and we'll give you 50% off on a CPR class. And we do about 150 classes a month, so there's no reason not to know how to save a life. Right. 50% off.
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. So I was listening to a mariachi group sing Baby Shark.
How was that?
Baby, truck, 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 truck. Yeah, that's funny.
And I have to laugh to humor you all.
You can YouTube that.
Yes, yes.
With it.
I have to wake up Tom because we need to go to another break here. Tom, are you awake?
Steve,
yes.
Tom had told me that you got a break when you got hired.
You have me. You want to do these ticket giveaways. So I, in addition to running the program and all of the fancy schmancy knobs and lighted buttons and stuff that I have here, and two computers.
Yeah. Wait, note to self,
I got to answer the phone and be your secretary.
And when we walked in the room tonight, I thought I saw you giving Steve a massage.
Isn't that your job description to answer your phones? Did we get the?
Yeah. You know, and I'm sorry, I forgot the hot towel today, Steve. I'm sorry.
Hey, wait. Let the jokes come from the professional, sir. Hey, do we get the tickets gone? Are they gone?
Yeah, Michael called in, and he's going to pick up the tickets. I told him he's going to pick them up here at the radio station.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So I'm hoping I told him right.
Okay, that's fine. I'll get those ready for him. Thanks, Michael, for calling in.
Come by tomorrow, probably.
Anybody wants to call in and save me from this show, that'd be great.
I think there's a vote here that should be taken on who gets saved from who. We're the ones that know CPR.
Did he say save or shame?
Both. Let's take the break here before we FCC
shame.
Calls us in.
Look at his face.
Yes. Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 The Voice. I'm Steve Rivera, your host. I'm in here with the CPRTU group, Mr. Mike Balta and Mr. Bill Spurbeck. So I guess you're keeping up with the baseball. Well, first, let's go with the safety issue. I guess most of the teams have now instituted the
fence.
Yeah.
I'm for that. I mean, there's people obviously against it, but again, it just takes one ball to the head and
right.
Going in for
when it happens to you, you're I wish they would have had that net.
What's that?
When it happens to you,
yeah,
you're affected. Yeah, you wish you had a net.
And your lawyer does too. But since we're talking about first responders and 9/11, one more quick story about a local hero.
Sure.
He's a Tucson Fire captain, Bill Baith. He actually hit a game-winning home run in the Battle of the Bays series back when that earthquake happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's actually a...
I think it's 1989.
Yeah. In fact, I think he just retired, or he's getting ready to retire.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's a Tucson Fire captain.
Who do you play for?
He played for Oakland.
What's his name?
Bill Baith, B-A-T-H-E.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, take a look at him.
Yeah, yeah.
But
where did he go to school?
He was from California.
Oh, okay.
I think California. He wasn't at Tucson.
But now he...
He lives here full-time.
Oh.
Obviously, he would be in the Tucson Fire Department.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're connected. You know all these people who are used to play or...
Yeah. Since we're talking about baseball and VMS stuff, I get a call for a shooting one afternoon during spring training. Get to the house, and there's two kids playing with a BB gun. And one of his brother shot him just under the eye. Had to get the parents and permission and stuff like that. And they had a babysitter there. And I said, where's his parents? Oh, at High Corbett Field. Long story short, it was Julio Franco.
Oh, I think you've told me that.
I think I told you about that. Yeah.
I didn't like Julio.
He was not a happy man when he showed up at the hospital. They actually yanked him off the field, and he had to leave and come to the hospital.
Yeah, during spring training.
And took care of Craig Biggio.
What year was that? Like 88, 89?
Probably more like 84, 85.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, because I covered the team in 88, 89.
Yeah. Craig Biggio, when the Toros were the Houston Astros, Biggio was catching here.
Yeah.
He had broken his shin. Took care, transported him as far as some of the sports.
Right. Ken Caminiti, you know, some of those guys that played. Real quick, because we talked about this last week, and we'll probably talk it again later this week. You guys, the toughest position to play in sports?
I went both ways in high school. And I smirk. I went both ways in high school because I was 240, so which is pretty big back in the 80s. I played defense and offensive line, and I think at that time, defensive line, because they made us go into a four-point stance, and it's getting up and down.
So you're saying defensive line?
Defensive line was the toughest for
quarterback,
me.
Quarterback's not in that list?
No, I didn't bleach my hair and stuff in high school.
You were the uglies on the front.
Yeah.
And still
I was good. Okay. And then wrestling, back then.
You know, wrestler's got to be, it's a tough sport.
Back then, the heavyweight class was unlimited weight. I guess now there's a weight limit. But back then, I was unlimited weight, and I weighed, again, about 240. Drove all the way out to Kofa High School in Yuma. Wrestled this Native American kid. He was over 400 pounds. I think it was not even 20 seconds he pinned me.
Uh-huh.
That was probably the toughest sport. I only did it one season.
It's a tough sport. Wrestling. Those are tough dudes.
Those are tough dudes, and the conditioning and stuff like that. And in baseball, I caught. I love catching.
I was going to say, catching, for me, I caught...
In my
younger youth, and getting up and down, wears and tears on your knees and stuff like that.
Right.
Are you still catching or no?
Catching your grief. Catching your grief. Yeah, baseball is difficult. And who are the best athletes?
Overall?
Yes.
Well, if you look I think overall, if you look statistically and stuff like that, i.e., a great hitter in the major leagues has a batting average of 300. So only hitting the ball 3 out of 10 times, what does that tell you? And that's a great hitter.
Mm-hmm.
I think the
best athletes, though.
Best athletes?
Yes.
That's tough because in football you got a number of skilled and unskilled positions. So I think who's the best athlete overall? Go ahead, Mike. I'll think about it.
I wouldn't even try to take a guess.
Yeah, there's no real bad answer.
No, there isn't. I mean, every sport has their own best athlete.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just going to play,
chess.
and say, you know, it depends on the sport.
Yeah, that's true. We were talking about, some people called in last week and talked about motocross, like the motorcycle.
Yeah, okay, so really, I think the top-notch athlete right now is these MMA fighters. With all the different...
Physically fit,
but, well, they got to know wrestling, they got to know boxing, they got to know
And you
got to
be
arts,
a tough guy.
And you got to be willing to take a punch.
Right. Right. We didn't talk about that. Best athletes to me, football depends if you're not on the line, you know, wide receiver, quarterback, baseball players, outfielder, shortstop.
Okay, by position, yeah.
Yeah.
I think shortstop overall.
Mm-hmm.
For as much dexterity and movement that they do during the game.
There's two, the best athlete and then the toughest position.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're not one and the same.
Same, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the sports are out there.
Well, just the U of A game. So I take it you're not going to go.
I'm going to
go if I give you tickets.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
We'll work for food.
We'll work for food. We'll, yes.
And I just told you I'm giving you a gift card.
Yes.
For training that we're doing, so my blood, work, and sweat. Actually, Mike's, because I'm going to be out of town. But.
Well, thank you very much for your kindness. Is that what you're looking for?
Do you have it in your hand yet?
No, that's true.
I'll say there you go.
Yeah. Mike will do my dirty work.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming in.
No, thanks for having us. We look forward to what's next month, October, so maybe some October. World Series stuff. And
yeah, we could talk about that. But again, let's give you your number out again.
Okay. Again, we're at 400-8204. 400-8204. Asked to speak to Mike the Panda Balta, that's his nickname.
You just found that out?
No, he knows that.
Oh, okay.
And we'll give you a 50% discount. But again, more importantly, is learning how to save a life, because age doesn't matter.
Right. No. You guys scared me straight from the last time. Went and got my heart checked, and I'm doing better.
Yes,
feeling fine.
About that, yeah.
Lost some weight. Feel fine. Feel good.
Don't say you look good.
I look good, man. Huh. I look good. I can say, I like the nicknames. I can tell myself I look good.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in, guys.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Thanks for talking like two words, Mike. You know, with your guy here, you're going to get two words.
You know what? I get hammered by you. My wife hammers me. You need to let Mike talk. You need to let Mike talk.
Next time. And then Sean comes in.
Sean will be in next time, yeah.
In lieu of you?
Because I'm having foot surgery, so.
Oh, okay. Cool. Thanks for coming in, guys.
All right, Steve.
Here we are, 10:30 The Voice. Talk to you guys tomorrow.